Joe Rogan, Trump was easy to book, Kamala's campaign lied about our negotiations. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2025. Joe Rogan said former Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign lied about him not making time for her to appear on the Joe Rogan Experience, saying her staffers never committed to his show, and even lied about sending someone to his studio for a walkthrough. Rogan added that he believes the false statements were made simply because someone on Harris's staff is trying to cover their ass for the fact that she never did it. On a recent episode of The Joe Rogan Experience, the podcast host cited a book that recently came out about the Kamala Harris campaign, where they talked about her getting on this show, and they said a bunch of things that weren't true. One of the things they said that wasn't true was that we lied about the day that Trump was coming on. No, we just didn't tell you that Trump was coming on. He was already booked a long time ago, Rogan explained. Watch below. The podcast host then broke down what happened. Trump was really easy to book, like super easy. We offered one day, he said, yes, that was it. There was no, what are we going to talk about? How long is it going to be? Is it going to be edited? There is nothing. He said, what's the waiver? Here, give me that waiver, and, cinched it. It was so easy. So he was already booked. They never committed to doing the show. They said that the reason why they did the Beyoncé event in Houston was so that they could be in Texas to do my show. They never agreed to do the show. None of that's true. They never agreed. Rogan added that the Harris campaign also said that they sent someone down here to the studio to do a walkthrough of the set. That's not true, he said, noting that while the Secret Service conducted a walkthrough for President Donald Trump, no one ever arrived at his studio on behalf of Harris. If they're trying to say that A, as in the entire federal government, well, I guess the Secret Service is a part of the federal government. Maybe you can kind of get away with saying they sent someone for Harris because the Secret Service came down here for Trump, Rogan surmised. Nonetheless, Rogan maintained that the Harris campaign never had a date set to go on his show and never agreed to do the show. He went on to explain that after Trump went on and received upwards of 50 million views, Harris staffer suggested Rogan go to Washington, D.C. to discuss logistics, and told him that his show would need to be 45 minutes to an hour and not on my set if it happens. And I said, look, Trump, did it here. We should probably do it here, Rogan said. Notably, consistent branding is said to be a contributing factor to success. And Rogan, who hosts the most popular podcast in the country, has a certain way of conducting his show, which includes a familiar, unchanging studio set and design, and conversations that last roughly 3 hours. For example, when viewers see an interviewee sitting before his simple red curtain, they immediately know, without needing any additional context, that they are watching the Joe Rogan Experience. In 2020, Rogan temporarily scrapped his original studio design, resulting in a flood of comments from fans demanding the podcaster return to his classic red curtain look, which he did. It's got to be the actual real show, Rogan said. It shouldn't be some fake version of it where I'm sitting in a conference room. I wanted to release both of them on the same day. This was my goal, he added. I even offered to do it late that night, so the night that Trump came on. I'm like, what if we do, Harris, when she's done in Texas? But no one ever committed to doing it. This is really important, because they keep pretending that I lied, Rogan stressed, before reiterating, they never committed to doing it. I have all the receipts, by the way. I have a whole list of conversations that took place, he added. So this whole idea that we fucked her over for Trump? Incorrect. Just not true. But Rogan guessed that someone on Harris's staff might have been trying to cover their ass for the fact that she never did it, because if she did do it, it might have had a positive effect. If her and I had a good time, and we got along great, and she won over the young male vote, things could have been different. So this guy's probably trying to cover his ass, he said. Also, they wanted a stenographer in the room. They wanted staff in the room, Rogan revealed of the Harris campaign's demands. They wanted it very controlled, and they were really concerned that it wasn't going to be edited. The podcast powerhouse also reminded his viewers that Trump was in here by himself when he appeared on the Joe Rogan Experience. Just me, him, and Jamie, Rogan's producer, he said. That's it. For 3 hours. Notably, Rogan's longtime producer, Jamie Vernon, is associated with the popular catchphrase, "Pull that up, Jamie," referring to when Vernon is asked to find certain information and display it on the screen during the show. Used when a guest wants to back up what they are saying in real time, or when Rogan wants to verify what a guest is saying. "We know for sure there were some people that were supposedly on her staff that were against her doing it," Rogan said. "They thought it was a bad idea." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.